This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Bernie Sanders has decisively won the Nevada Democratic caucuses. VOA's Mike Sullivan reports.
After a virtual tie in Iowa, victory in New Hampshire, and a clear win in Nevada, Senator Bernie Sanders called for party unity.
If we stand together, we will not only defeat Trump, we will transform this country and create a government and an economy that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors. Thank you all very much.
Joe Biden, although a distant second, was upbeat.
You know, the press is ready to declare people dead quickly. But we're alive and we're coming back and we're going to win.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And just outside of the White House this morning, President Donald Trump weighed in on yesterday's caucus.
No, I think it was a great win for Bernie Sanders. We'll see how it all turns out. They've got a lot of winning to do. I hope they treat him fairly. Frankly, I don't care who I run against. I just hope they treat him fairly.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Sunday that he has not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Donald Trump get reelected. But he also acknowledged he's not sought out intelligence reports that allege that Moscow is indeed interfering in the 2020 election. Reports surfaced last week that U.S. intelligence officials had told the Democratic-controlled House Intelligence Committee that Russia was working to help President Trump win a second term in the White House after previously meddling to aid him in the 2016 election. O'Brien also told ABC's This Week show, "I would doubt it if just doesn't make sense. Why would they want to get him reelected?" This is VOA News. South Korea has raised its alert level for the coronavirus disease to the highest level, and President Moon Jae-in urged officials to not hesitate to take unprecedented powerful measures to contain the outbreak. As new cases were reported Sunday, President Moon said the next few days will be crucial. Korea's Center for Disease Control and Prevention said of the 123 new cases reported today that South Korea now has 556 reported coronavirus cases. South Korea has raised its alert level for the coronavirus disease to the highest level, and Moon Jae-in urged officials to not hesitate. People were desperately digging by hand in Turkey earlier today to reach survivors as at least 9 people died and 37 were injured on Sunday in Turkey when a magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck the border region with Iran. Turkish officials said schools in several villages were destroyed and about 25 ambulances, one rescue helicopter, and teams of medics made their way to the quake-hit region. The Iranian official news agency estimated the earthquake also damaged buildings and other homes in about 43 villages in the mountainous Kotur area. Reports said the region is known for its powerful earthquakes. Iran's interior minister said on Sunday that turnout in the country's parliamentary election on February 21st was 42%. State TV reported that that's the lowest participation since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV also said that the former Tehran mayor, Mohammad Baghour Kalibaf, a top contender for the post of parliamentary speaker, was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot as more than 7,000 potential candidates had been disqualified. And a group of 76 Ethiopian refugees have voluntarily returned home from Kenya's sprawling Kakuma camp this week. Lisa Schlein reports.
The majority of refugees who have returned are from Ethiopia's Somali region. Many have been living in exile for up to 12 years. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than half of those returning in this first transport are women and children, including some who have been born and reared in the Kakuma refugee camp. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu tells VOA the refugees have fled persecution and instability in their country, but conditions have changed.
That you're ready to go back home and return back to your country, to your community. So it's quite a big occasion. It's very significant.
The UNHCR.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.